This is Common Sense Radio on the Michigan Talk Network.
I don't know if you saw this, but if you missed this, Larry Kudlow had a heart attack yesterday. Larry Kudlow from CNBC, who just went to work as U.S. Trade Policy Advisor, suffered a heart attack. He's reportedly in good condition at Walter Reed Medical Center. And that was tweeted out by the president, by the way, during his time in Singapore. Apparently, he's had a mild heart attack, according to Sarah Huckabee Sanders as well. Are we next? All right. Dr. John Lott joining me now, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Dr. Lott, welcome back.
Good morning.
A big morning here news-wise, to say the least. I don't know if you watch World Affairs, but this president continues to shake things up, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of amazing after all the predictions of disaster and everything that people are saying he wasn't well-prepared and that, you know, the whole list of things that...
Well, on CNN, they're still hammering him this morning, saying he wasn't prepared. Chairman Kim got everything that he wanted. He, you know, got Donald Trump to concede that we'd have no more war games or exercises together, and Kim wins, and Donald Trump has been made a fool on the world stage. I'm serious. I just listened to that. I'm like, are they living on the same planet as you and I?
Well, I don't think any of that was in the accord that they signed. I mean, I listened to the press conference that Trump had this morning, and he kind of threw in on his own that it would be nice not to have these types of war exercises because they were so costly to go and have those, you know, the military go through those steps there. So
sure.
But, you know, there was nothing in the accord that I saw with regard to that. So
I just find it unsettling that some of the Never Trump people, no matter what happens, they are genetically incapable of saying anything good about him or saying he might have done something right or he's made progress, which clearly he has. Anyhow.
I think people will see through it soon enough, you know, and even those that want to deny it for a while, it's going to be kind of hard for them to deny it. Maybe they can deny it through the election this November, but they're not going to be able to deny it for long.
I don't think they'll be able to deny it come November. I mean, you're a numbers guy. There's all this talk of a blue wave and the Democrats taking over this and that. Well, the economy is in great shape and powering forward. Now you've got Donald Trump on the world stage shaking hands with the dictator of North Korea. I think that there's more likelihood than not. At this point, there'll be a red wave that the Republicans will do well in November if things hold. Now, we're a long way from there, but as a numbers guy, you can see where I'm going with that, because what do the Democrats have to offer? We'll take away your guns. We'll raise your taxes. We'll open the border. What exactly is their you know, platform and their position?
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, the only thing I would say is, I guess if you go back to World War II, it's something like only two times that president didn't lose seat during the first midterm, during his first term. And, you know, presumably lots of other times you had reasonable things going on, and yet they still lost seat. So I assume the Democrats and the media are just betting on history in that sense. But look, I mean, you've seen recent polls basically show that the big lead that the Democrats had in preferential polling is
gone.
Has pretty much disappeared. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I guess I wouldn't be surprised that Trump kind of defies the odds on that also, and does pretty well, and then who knows what they'll have for an explanation at that point.
Yeah, continues to defy gravity, does it? You know, one of the things that people vote on for sure, the Second Amendment, gun rights, and so on and so forth. You've done a closer look at correcting gun control claims about America's unique gun violence problem and how to reduce shootings. You've done this again, of course. Correcting the FBI's estimate on the rate the permit holders, concealed permit license holders, that have stopped active shooters, because there were a couple of incidents just recently where school shootings were stopped in their tracks, and they got coverage for about 10 minutes, of course, when a school shooter was, you know, shot or incapacitated. It doesn't get the coverage, obviously, that a school shooting that is carried out gets, but there's a lot of this. The good guy with a gun really does exist, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, the report that we just put out, we were looking at active shooting cases in the United States, the FBI reports on that. And it looks like about 16.5% of those cases were stopped by concealed carry permit holders, by private citizens who had their guns with them and just happened to be there when the attack occurred and were able to stop it. And, you know, you just don't hear news coverage on those types of things when they happen. But it's, you know, it's, but it does happen frequently.
So how do we make sure that people hear about those stories and get in the forefront? Because, again, that's not something the CDC will look at or CNN will look at. You know, you and I will talk about it, but it basically gets pushed to the side and covered and buried. You know, we don't get to hear about the good news often enough. There should be statistics that follow the number of people that are saved with firearms as much as anything else. At least I think so.
Right. Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I've come across these cases, you know, sometimes within just hours of them occurring. Even a couple times where they even had video of them, and I've tried to get national media outlets to go and cover these things, and I, you know, they'll tell me things like, well, you know, it would just be political for us to cover them. And, you know, obviously if the civilian with the permit hadn't been there and the attack had occurred and many people had died, it would have gotten international coverage.
Exactly.
And, you know, well, who knows? Obviously, in terms of policy, we care about both types of things happening. People need to know what types of actions can stop these attacks.
People need the whole story. I mean, that's it. Doctor, they need the whole story. Dr. John, I got to leave it there because we tight day. But crimeresearch.org, the place to get the complete story about guns, gun violence, how you can defend yourself, people that protect themselves, the complete story, not just one side from the media. Crimeresearch.org. Read what Dr. John Lott has to say. Great resource for you. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.